Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our President's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and see all the great videos and photos and stories and sometimes alerts that I need to post. But really, some beautiful photographs and great stories. I love the mommy cat that wants to baby, that wants to mommy the chickies. And it's really cute when the mother chicken comes back. It's very, very cute. You have to see it. Anyway, it is the third Sunday of the month. So that means it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. It's talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness coaching, feng shui, astrology, anything psychic stuff with Natasha Venter. So she is here. Phone lines are open. And I got to check in with, we know that Nathan is off on his big adventure in the Philippines, and I hope to get time to tell you more about that. David Brown is in, sitting in the chair and taking care of stuff for Nathan, and looks like you were on the phone. Was that related to us?
Yes, it is. We have another follow-up. This is from last month. This is Nancy in Seattle, when you're ready.
Well, I'd say phone calls always take priority, so I think we're probably ready to follow up with Nancy, don't you think, Natasha?
I think so.
All right, so we're going to Seattle and welcoming back to Animal World. Nancy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's lovely to be back with you.
Well, remind us what you were here about in the first place.
Okay, I will. It's my cat, Sam. Sam came to me right after Thanksgiving, and he had had a lot of trauma that I found out about because of some work that Dr. Nels did with him and his former owner and myself. And we were still having some issues. And so that's what I called you about. And
called me or called, Natasha?
Well, both of you. I spoke with both of you, and it was so helpful.
Yay! Well, that's always nice to know. Natasha, we did something right, huh?
I know.
We helped.
It was really wonderful. There was one thing that struck out with
well,
me.
Well, but first or, of you all, know. You have to remind Martha's old brain.
Okay.
How did we help you? What did we do last month with you?
Well, let's see. What all did you do? So many stuff. Once you turned me on to Jackson Galaxy, which
was yes,
delightful, and I've loved it, and I've listened to a lot of his
isn't
videos.
He great?
He's amazing.
Wonderful. Natasha was gave me this meditation to have with Sam that I'm aligning with you. I have done that a lot, and I did, especially right after we had our phone call for the first week or so. And I just felt a total shift.
Doesn't it? People don't realize what that can do. I mean, I do that with my animals. I do it when I'm walking in the door of my house. Because I work in elementary school, and I do that as I'm walking into school, driving to school, actually. And it just brings everything into alignment to us. And
well,
us
what do you
to
mean?
It.
What is it that you're doing, Natasha?
I just say I'm aligning with the energies of the now. Let me be the greater me so I can go into this to be
so
the
I'm
greater me.
I'm aligning with my class and my students or whatever.
Whatever that energy is, even if it's disharmony, at least I'm more in alignment with disharmony, right? Mm-hmm. Or if it's happiness, I'm in alignment with happiness. Mm-hmm. And so it's that attuning into it. So thank you for that confirmation.
All right. Thank you.
So anything else from last month?
Let's see. Well, you know, after I got off the phone, I was like, oh, my God, what did they say? What did we say? So I asked my friend, and she said, well, you know, there's a recording of it. You can go back and listen to it.
I was just going to say, you can always go and listen to it again in the audio archives.
Yeah, so I didn't realize that. So I did, which was helpful.
Wonderful.
We have just reached a point of, it seems like I am understanding him, and he is acknowledging that I'm understanding him, that I'm listening to him. He was doing a little reactive biting towards me, and and it's absolutely stopped. I mean,
wonderful.
Yay.
I spoke with you. It has completely stopped. We were cuddling one night last week, and I was, you know, scratching at one point, but I was not paying attention to him. He was just in my lap, and I was doing it. I was reading, probably, and I just intuitively felt his head come around and look at me, and his mouth start to open. I said, okay, I hear you. Okay, I'm going to stop this, and we'll start again. And then it was fine. You know,
wonderful.
He settled back down. And so...
Because sometimes when you, like I said, you kind of subconsciously or unconsciously got into touching the petting and the scratching him. Sometimes there can be a buildup of energy when you do that. And it must have been that you felt that happening because you felt him feeling it, and then you stopped it. That's great. That's super to be in tune like that.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. I just feel very I feel very comfortable with where he is.
Wonderful.
And my next adventure is I have this opportunity to go with a group of people that I live in the same building with to take a trip to the ocean.
Oh.
And in April, the end of April into May. And it's only 3 days, 3 nights. And I know there are people in the building that will be happy to come in and feed him. But I just don't know whether it's...
All right. Aunt Martha says never turn down the opportunity to go to the ocean. And since I can't go, you have to go for me, Nancy. Stick your toes in that ocean for me. And I can hear Natasha saying, go, go, go. Anyway, so you're concerned about leaving Sam for a few days?
Yeah.
And let's see. So let's have Natasha look at it. If you decide to go, which Aunt Martha and Aunt Natasha are both saying you have to go, Nancy. if you decide to go, what would you do? You said a neighbor come in and feed Sammy and clean the box and stuff.
Right.
Okay. So how does that feel to you, Natasha? Does it feel like it would work out and be okay?
Yes, because of the fact that any time that we, and it's all about respect the energies around us, because there is so much, everything has energy. A table, chairs, they all have energy, right? Respect the energy, honor the energy. But right now, we're meant to walk around the thing that's going to stop us.
So the fact that she's nervous about leaving Sam means that she needs to walk through that.
Or around it, or whatever you need to do. Find a way to negotiate it, because this trip feels really right to you, right?
Right, absolutely. I've been thinking about it for a year.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
So do not let the trigger of the cat stop you, because that's going to actually add disharmony between the two of you, because there's going to be this quiet little... I couldn't go because of you, and it's not something that you would want to have. It's a natural cause and effect. I was dealing with that last night. I wanted to go dancing, couldn't go dancing. Right. So there's the part of me that said, right. So everything has energy. Honor the energy around you. Tell him you're going to go away. Then when you come back there again, align with the energy of him, because he's changed since you've gone. You've changed since you've gone, and tune into that energy of between the two of you so that you can align with the new story that you guys are going to be creating in the midst of the old story that you had.
Yeah. And Nancy, I don't know if we've talked about it before, if you've heard me talk about it, but it would be important for you to talk to Sam ahead of time. And as you know, this trip is coming up. You can start talking to him now and say, guess what mommy gets to do? It's one of people's favorite thing to do, to go to the ocean and see the water. Kitties don't really like to do that, so you get to stay home, but I'm going off to the ocean. You can't say I'm going to be gone for 3 days. They don't really get our... it looks like, did we lose Nancy? Apparently we did. Apparently we lost Nancy, Natasha.
Yes.
So,
coming back on.
David is trying to get her back up. Nope, we didn't. She's not holding.
Well, maybe she can be listening.
Yeah. Nancy, or she can listen to the archives. She already knows how to do that. So what I was just going to say, Nancy, listening on the archives or whenever, start talking to Sammy now. And as you talk to him, imagine it in your mind so that you can talk and show him what you're going to do. I'm going to pack up my stuff and I'm going to get in the car with the girls and we're going to drive or go wherever you're going to go. And we're going to unpack here and then we're going to walk on the beach and we're going to do this and that. And we're going to stay a night and then we're going to do this and we're going to stay another night and then we're going to do this. Then we're going to pack up and come home. While I'm gone, Aunt Susie from down the hall or across the street is going to come in. She's going going to put your food out, and she'll, you know, if you have interactive toys that you play with him, you can show her how to, you know, how to play and stuff. If that's appropriate, if it isn't, then she just can do the food and clean out the boxes, and then you can give Sammy instructions and say, you know, it's your job to, you know, eat your breakfast and your dinner and make sure you pee and poop in your box, and I'll send you mental postcards every day, and you be gentle with Aunt Susie or whoever's taking care of, and I'll be back. And because our animals, Natasha, isn't it? Our animals want us to be happy and want us to do the things that are good for us. But they're like little kids and often want to know what's going on for them. And we are so powerful with our mind, and with when we don't understand that there's actually communication happening as well with our minds, we worry about them. And, oh, what if he misses me? What if he's mad at the neighbor? What if he hurt these? Tries to bite the neighbor, and we worry about all of that, and so we make it a big disaster, and it doesn't need to be.
Exactly. And then what is that energy creating? What is that mindset creating? What is that story creating in our relationship with this animal? And then things become out of balance. It's all about finding balance. It's all about finding balance, and balance isn't always in the middle.
Exactly. But you can imagine, and this is an issue, Natasha, that a lot of people have problems with. And I actually end up working with people from time to time. And the typical scenario is family has animals, can be cats and dogs, either or both. And they make arrangements for someone to take care of their animals when they're gone, like maybe someone to move in and take care of their animals. And they go off on a trip. And whoever it is that they hired to take, I'm thinking of one particular case, but I've had a number of them I've had to work with. But this particular one, the people that they hired to come to take care of their animals and their house ended up being very irresponsible and had parties and disasters. And anyway, it was a total disaster, and they trashed the house and the animals were traumatized and all that sort of stuff. All right. So, what do you think they did with that? Okay, when you don't know these things, thought directs energy and all that, what do you think they did with that? Well, they, of course, got all upset and worried about it, and then thought, oh, my God, our animals are traumatized. We can never travel again. It'd be horrible. Mm-hmm. And so whenever they plan a trip, they'd worry about it, and it was going to be awful. And
then they'd go affected, away. Yeah.
And so, of course, their animals got more and more stressed with them leaving and acted out more and more when they were gone. All right. So then finally, somehow, they get referred to me. And I can't remember if it was on radio or off the air and in a session or whatever it was, but I explained this whole scenario to them and reminded them that their animals are intelligent creatures that they can be communicated with. And all just because it happened this way once doesn't mean it has to happen that way again. And all they had to do was get over it themselves and explain to their animals and make sure that whatever they do is going to be good and isn't going to go south like it did before. So that case, as every other case like this I've ever worked with, once they got it, once they learned how to talk to their animals and explained, never had a problem traveling again. The animals do just fine. So it really has more to do with how we handle it and helping the animals understand, and we setting it up so that we don't have to worry about them, because that makes it so much worse.
Exactly. My animals, when I leave, my dog doesn't even get off the bed.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you're just leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's check in with the Master David over there that in charge. And I guess, well, what did you do? You got rid of Nancy, huh? You didn't like her, huh?
No, I was trying to answer the phone. Sometimes I forget you got to lock one in to talk to another.
Oh.
So do we have Nancy back?
This is a different caller for after the break.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So we're going to assume we're done with Nancy. And Nancy, if you're listening, you can call us back if you need more. Otherwise, we did talk to you. And if you weren't listening, you can listen to the archives. And whoever our next caller is, we better get busy here if we're going to – we've still got other stuff to talk about. And current events, we haven't done that either. So stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers and come back to our next caller and then see how much stuff we can get done before we're out of here at noon. Well, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos. Join Andrea Goetz with Laura Tad and Sue, integrating two stellar astrology concepts and philosophizing how the ancient idea of teleology and the more modern concept of evolutionary astrology work together in developing life patterns in our psyche. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, February 18, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They have the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, and the Yoga Hall is there also. Great classes, well, services at the temple and great classes in meditation and yoga, all kinds of great stuff. And all the classes these days are hybrid, so you can join in person or you can join online. You also want to check out the new East West Bookshop is alive and well and open again, and they're in downtown Edmonds this time. And so you want to check that out as well. And you can learn all about the classes, the events, and so forth at anandawashington.org. anandawashington.org. And I think the East West probably website, so eastwestbookshop.com, I believe is the East West website, eastwestbookshop.com. And then, of course, our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, you can find him at healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and tell him you want to talk if you'd like a free telephone evaluation before you get scheduled, or find out about the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. answers. And if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then. We are caught up. And are we headed back to the phones, David? And where are we going? And who are we welcoming here?
We're heading to a Bothell now. And let's see if I press the button. And Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live on the air.
Thank you.
Sue.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. What do you need today, Sue?
So we have Zoe, brown tabby, kinky tail, and Jody Joy, small brown tabby and white. So last night I found an area of my carpet that had been urinated on.
Uh-oh.
So I'm wondering if you can tell who did it and if the cause is medical or behavioral.
Okay, put your detective hat on, Natasha. We need to know who peed. So you said there's urine, was it, and you said on the carpet. What room? Can you tell us about the location?
It's in the living room by a cat tree.
Well, haven't they gone there before?
Zoe used to go quite a few places when she had a urinary tract infection.
Yeah, okay. But it hasn't happened for a long time?
Correct.
And we don't know who's responsible this time.
Right. I just walked by there and kind of smelled it and checked it out and found out where it was. That's the only place I've found so far, but I haven't gone looking.
Okay. And remind us, how old are Zoe and Jody Joy?
Zoe's 10 and Jody Joy's 11.
Okay. One of them, at least Zoe, has had urinary tract infections before?
Yeah.
And inappropriate urination was a symptom of that UTI that she had.
Yes.
So it's possible you have something like that going on again. So, Natasha, are you able to get a sense for which cat it may be, if there could be a UTI involved? Is this behavior? What, if anything, are you getting?
Right now, just give me a few more seconds here, because there's a lot of energy going on, and I'm tuning. Got kind of discombobulated for a second, so just let me tune in here.
Okay, so Natasha's tuning in, and Sue, do you think this was something that happened very recently?
I would guess so, because I didn't start smelling it until recently.
Okay.
So within a day or so. Yeah,
I'm getting it's Jody Joy, right?
Jody Joy.
And it feels more behavioral. Okay. Is there something going on for you?
There's always something going on. we're planning my stepson's celebration of life, and I have a lot of maintenance around the house I need to get done, and
And you're thinking about it, you're worried about it, you're energetically going through it, and like we've talked about this whole show, it's about communication, letting them know that they're going to be safe through this. This is not going to be part of their ending. This is part of them walking through it with you. And it's about that's part of that discombobulate, because there's a whole lot coming in. And I needed to fine line it into what I needed to talk about. They're picking up a lot of change happening, and they're not sure how they're going to follow through living with it. So telling them, you're safe, you're fine, you're going to live as long as you choose to live. We're going to be safe, we're going to be fine. Let's just keep moving forward. You know, it's that conversation. Because of the fact that they're feeling like this big thing is coming up, and they're feeling you with this big thing coming up, and they don't know what that thing is, because in their minds, they don't understand our 3D world of construction, or, you know, fixing things and celebration of life and the grief I mean, they understand grief, but they don't understand it in the 3D world of us humans.
Yeah, and remember, you know, when I always say, you know, their cats are great communicators, you know, and they pick up on a lot of the communication. Mm-hmm. But when we aren't specifically filling them in on everything, they don't get everything. And remember, I tell you, they're very simple minded, like little children. Yes. And they care most about what's going on for me.
With them.
Okay?
Yes.
For me, me, me. So it sounds like, Sue, you need to be doing a better job of explaining to Jody Joy and Zoe what the heck's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can talk to them about a human passing or another animal passing. You see the physical body and then see a lighter sort of misty soul vibration mm-hmm. lifting out of the body, going off with the angels, because they tell me that's what it looks like.
Okay. You have the you've used the Jackson Galaxy before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are
so
you
that
using it right
an
now?
Essence would be good. Does something come into mind, Natasha?
Yeah. Are you using one now?
I kind of take turns. I use Distress Stopper, Separation Anxiety, and Scaredy Cat.
So does okay. any of those feel better for you than others right now, Natasha?
Scaredy Cat?
Uh-huh.
Scaredy Cat. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the one that kind of had a little bit longer signature when you said it. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff going in your house. If you can, practice when you're walking around your house, deep breathing.
Deep breathing.
Yeah. Okay. Have you done breath work lately?
No.
I feel like your breath is very shallow.
Oh.
You're going through a lot. So
breath work could just mean paying attention to your breathing.
Yeah, exactly.
And not, because we can really, isn't it easy, Natasha, for us to get into a really slow breathing? And that's not good.
Shallow.
It's the deep in and out, slow mm-hmm. breathing. Mm-hmm. That, and remember when we're doing the healing work with Dr. Nels and Linda, how Linda, mm-hmm. when she's working with you humans, she'll often have you do the deep slow
breathing.
In mm-hmm. and out breathing. But there's always some kind of breath work going on when they're working
yeah.
on you.
So with that, it's that breath in, 1, 2, 3, 4, breath out, 1, 2, 3, 4, and being just conscious of that. Breathe in and then breathe out. And I've been doing that. I've been doing a little bit of cold showers and deep breathing. And that has been aligning myself with my body's energies to go through what we're going through.
Well, how on earth do you take a cold shower? I'm too big a wimp for that.
I'm resetting like my my liver and resetting a lot of resetting a lot of things. I've been getting headaches again, so I need to reset my body. So it does reset things. So it's just about a 30-40 second shower, but it's enough to go.
No. I'd rather have Dr. Nels reset me. I'm not doing a cold shower. I'm sorry. If that's your cup of tea, Natasha, you're welcome to it.
Well, it seems like
I have trouble watching. You know, right now they're talking about, there's a lot of stuff on the news. They're talking about the polar bear plunges coming up.
Uh-huh.
Apparently there's something that they're going to be polar bear plunging over. And some reporter was practicing it last night on the whatever news it was I watched. It's like, I have trouble even watching that. It's like, who in their right mind would jump in the right now? Yeah. Anyway.
But I know that there's an enzyme or something that sets off in the liver when we get into that fear flight. In a positive way. And that's what I want to re-trigger my body into, is being more healthy. But breath work, my dear, you're going through a lot of stress, and that breath work is going to make a difference. You managing the stress that you're personally going through, which will help. Because I feel like the energy in your house is like, it's almost your house breathes. And when you breathe, your house breathes. And so there again is shifting the energy around, and then that's what the cats are picking up on.
All right, this rarely comes in, but what do you think about, your time, you mentioned the Jackson Galaxy, the essences for the kitties. What about a flower essence for Sue? And what just came was Rescue Remedy.
Yeah, I was trying to find the word, so
Rescue,
thank you.
Do you think something like that would help Sue if she got some Rescue Remedy for herself? Do you have any Rescue Remedy, Sue?
No, not right now.
Now, okay. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
that would be good for you to take. And then a lot of focus on good, deep in and out breathing.
Have you played music lately, my dear, in your house?
I listen to the radio.
Okay. Okay, good, good, good. And you bring, if you want to, bring that up a little bit louder, because something, there's something about the music that you're listening to, and this could be a confirmation that you're doing right, that listening to like that soothing music will help shift the energy of your home too.
Oh, okay. So the music that Sue likes,
mm-hmm.
Rescue Remedy, and focusing on deep breathing.
Okay.
And then Scaredy Cat Remedy for the kitties.
Right.
And lots of talking to the kitties, Jody Joy and Zoe, about what's going on and why. And it may be the working around the house. What do you haven't done? How many lights and darks is it going to take? Are they going to work for some few days and then go away for a while and then come back and do more work? What's happening with the celebration of life? You can talk to them about the passing of that human, and then that you're going to have a gathering or whatever's going to go on related to that. But all the while letting them know you two are safe. You are loved. This is your forever home with me. Yes, there's upheaval going on. I'm trying to remember to keep breathing. Mm-hmm. And you can also ask him, say, because if you're doing the peeing in the living room to affect me, how about, you know, if I'm getting out of balance, I'm not breathing right. How come you come and give me a little tap on my toe?
Or meow at me, or
give them another way to let you know that you need to start breathing, or whatever, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I think anything else you can think of for Sue to work on right now?
Have you, next Sunday, call in, maybe get a reset.
Yeah, we didn't hear from you last week, I don't think, did we?
Yeah, I didn't call last week, no.
And that's okay.
Everything seems fine.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. But Sue, I want you to remember that I'm sorry for your loss. And I want you to remember that you're loved. And thank you for being everything that you are. Thank you for being everything that you are.
Thank you. Thanks
for all right, God bless. Thanks for calling, Sue. Bye-bye. All righty. We need to take care of advertisers. I didn't see, David, have we got anybody else on the phones, or are we clear? We're clear. All right. So, gosh, we're going to have to tap dance to see how much we can get in. So let's take care of advertisers. We'll do a quick current events. And then, Natasha, you can give us a rundown on astrological stuff. And if we have time... Oh, I'll fill you in on some Nathan. I got good Nathan stuff. I got really good Nathan stuff. Anyway, Animal World continues. We're going to take care of our advertisers, but straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. cat's not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Check out newprosupplements.com, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the best cat vitamins on the planet, the new pro nuggets, and the dog supplements. Most of us have our dogs on that. Natasha's nodding, she does. My Robbie's on it. Nathan's, Abby's on it, and it just produces the most incredible skin and hair coats. Newpro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out online. And if you can't find them at your pet stores, they're all available on Amazon. On Whispering Dragon Center, Jude Ponton has got it in her house now. Wonderful healing energy and great space, and wonderful to be there in person and experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and so forth. But she also works remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. And then remember, I need some work. I am way too not busy with people and dogs to help. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with their dog friends, Martha needs some work. So I always do a free telephone evaluation. So send anybody you know, have them call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone and hopefully let them know how I can help and get things under control very quickly and get stuff set up because I need something to do. So have them call me, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think next up, let's do a quick current event. He passed the test. How about that? Woohoo! I didn't even say anything. He was there. I just thought, let's just see if David's on board. Good job, David. He's got them jingle cats working just fine. Woohoo! All righty. Hey, did you guys remember what weekend this is? Yeah, I know it's President's Day weekend, but it's the Great Backyard Bird Count. So if you aren't counting birds and sending it off to Cornell, you need to be doing that. If you need to, just search Great Backyard Bird Count or go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Current Events. You'll find the links there. If you have the Merlin app, you just have to record and say birds, and those will get counted. I'm going to go out and turn on my recordings right after the show. So it is officially from the 16th to the 19th, so you can still count today and tomorrow. All righty, let's see. We've got up at the Northwest Stream Center, I've got some volunteers needed for planting trees next to salmon creeks and stuff. The next one is next Saturday, February 24th, 9 to noon at Coon Creek. After that, it is March Madness, Saturday, March 2nd, 9 to noon at Quilceta Creek. And then St. Patty's Planting will be Saturday, March 16th, 9 to noon at Coon Creek. So check out streamkeeper.org or call the Northwest Stream Center if you want to volunteer, 425-316-8592. And Homeward Pet Adoption, they've got their kitten showers going to happen on April 6th. And their annual fur ball dinner and auction will be May 4th. Tickets go on sale this month sometime. I haven't heard on that yet. All right, Humane Society's got a bunch of stuff. We know that this year's Tuxes and Tails, Saturday, May 18th, tickets go on sale March 1st. That's brand new. Now, new classes. Pet First Aid and Disaster Response Workshop, Saturday, February 24th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., $85 to attend. Workshop for young teens is Tuesday, April 9th, 8:30 to 3:30. It's $105. Spring Break Workshop for teens, $105 for your teen. Let's see. Wiggle and Wag Storytime, Saturday, March 16th, 1 to 2 p.m. Now, they'll be doing this on select Saturdays. March 16th, I guess, is the first one. 3 to 7 year olds with some wiggle room. Adult supervision required, $15 per family. They'll do a story, craft, and practice respect and appreciation for animals. All right. I think that does it. And next week, the 25th, will be an encore presentation. You can tune in to hear our last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda. And if you tune in and listen along to Linda and follow the instructions she gives related to you, you can get a surrogate healing just by listening. So hope you tune in. All righty then. Not a lot of time left. Just a couple of things with this weather getting warmer. I found my first mushroom yesterday, so be sure you're checking your yards for mushrooms if you've got dogs that eat that kind of stuff, because that they, you know, they're toxic. The other thing would be if it stays consistently above 50, you're gonna look for fleas again. That's why I'd also like it to stay colder for a while. And Natasha, can you give us a quickie on the astrology and all of that stuff we're having to deal with? What do we need to know about?
This is a great time to manifest, but okay, be careful what we're manifesting.
I mean, careful what it is.
Yeah, I got a kitten, named him Rocky. Guess what he likes?
Rocks.
All my little rocks.
Uh-oh.
So with that, you know, be careful what we're doing here. But the thing is, though, the universe is asking us to move forward through our triggers. Should I go on this trip? You know, like we had that, you know, call in about, should I go on my trip with my cat? You know, yes, go through those triggers to see where we're supposed to go. We've got a lot of things that are triggering us into our traumas, into our old stories, into our old knowings, but they're here to help us move forward. So what can we do with them? Oh, yeah, that's the way I used to be. You know, this is a way to good conversation to have with this. That's the way I used to be. Now this is what I'm called to do. I'm going to move forward through it. Even if we're at that point where life is managing and we're slowing down, there's still something we're doing. So take care of you. It's time to get grounded. I see a lot of people with broken arms, on crutches. Be careful of our bodies here. We're not paying attention to our lower bodies. You know, be careful where we're walking. Be careful how we're stepping. There again, how are we stepping in our life? How are we maneuvering in our life? Are we paying attention to what we're doing? Are we breathing? Are we eating well? Are we negotiating the energies around us well? We're in this big new arriving of our spiritual awakening, which means how do we walk our 3D world into our new greater knowings of ourself and our truth?
All right. Thank
you. Be aware and take care of you, in other words.
All right. So that gives me just a few minutes here. to catch you up a little bit on Nathan's big adventure and his big trip, because we know our boy is in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, I wish I was more techie, Natasha. I wish I knew how to forward pictures to off, because this boy, he and I are, we're connected. We're tuned in. Do you know I have 100 photographs from him? 100 so far.
Okay? It was 80 before the show started.
Well, it's because I miscounted. I just counted 100. Now, the first one, he sent me this cute photo. The first one was last Monday, because he left last Monday, the day after the show, and preparing to board. And it's a selfie of him at the airport. Okay. Now, then I got, I have more than 100. I probably have 110. Because then I got the pictures of the plane, the interior of the plane. I got to see what they ate. They feed you really good on whatever airlines you fly to the Philippines. The food looked really great. I could see he barely fit in the chair. You know how tall Nathan is. He barely fit in the chair, but he fit in there. And so that was very cool. And then showed me Oh, and there was some snow involved when he left here, but the meals. And then I got, arrived at, let's see, because he left Monday morning, and then I think it was 2:38 on Tuesday, I got the text, arrived at destination. And then crickets. Okay, because, for any of you that don't know why Nathan's over there, is because he's been canoodling or dating a gal online for 2 years. They've never met. Okay. So this is the big thing. And he went he's there for 2 weeks, and it's the first time they're meeting physically in person. And he's going because it was Valentine's Day, but it's also her birthday. Her name is Fia is her name. It's also her birthday week. So he's over there for that. So anyway, I wasn't surprised. I figured I'm probably not going to hear from him, now that he's there and he's going to be so busy doing stuff. So crickets until yesterday evening. And I know he knows that the show's today. That's when I got this 100 photos from him. And several sendings. And oh my gosh, if you go to the Philippines and Nathan is there, no problem picking that guy out in a crowd. Let me tell you, Filipinos are short. Stacy mentioned that last week. Okay. Well, I'm looking at all these pictures and it's like, it's Nathan and then people. And it's on my phone, and that some of them aren't quite focused well, so I'm my first thought is, oh, it's Nathan. And who are all the kids? Well, shoot. They're not kids. They're all they're the adults and stuff. But he is literally two heads above everybody.
I wonder how many bruises he has on top of his head because the
adults, they stand next to him and he puts his elbow on their hands and on their heads, for the pictures. Oh my God, it's just so funny. But the interesting thing, Natasha, is he doesn't look out of place, mm-hmm. and it doesn't look weird. Or it looks like he's part. He just fits in so well, and there's tons of photos. It seems very tropical. I mean, there's just in their yard, there's like birds of paradise and one of those red anthuriums, I think, the red things at Christmas we get, the tropical Hawaiian flowers, those things. Well, those just grow like weeds and stuff, and all these beautiful flowers. And he says the weather is not as hot or humid as it is in other tropical climate type things.
At this minute.
Well, and then there's something that went down that I don't really want to ask about, but before Fia's birthday and stuff, they had a big feast. Well, we'll talk about that later after you got back, because I was thinking, I don't think I want to ask about this. And those photos, I'll tell you about those later. But I got to tell you, Nathan and I are in tune. He's my, you know, I'm his surrogate mom, or his aunt anyway, Aunt Martha. Because last evening, before I started getting all the photo and all the stuff, the information from Nathan, I had the TV on and I stumbled upon a show called Washington Grown. And it's all about the produce that's grown in Washington and where, and then they featured a Filipino restaurant on Beacon Hill. You know, the long history of the daughter mm-hmm. who's doing the meals and how authentic it is. And then all the talk about the healthy food and fresh ingredients. And they made a dish and all of that. And so I learned all of this stuff about Filipino cooking and recipe and all of that. And then when Nathan starts texting me all this stuff about how the food is so much better because they mm-hmm. only use fresh, you know, and no, none of the chemicals and all the processed stuff. Well, I knew everything because I had just been educated on this TV show. Anyway, it was so fun. But anyway, he's having a blast. There's something going on, and Natasha, I'll ask you, there may be a child involved. Just saying. I don't know here. Maybe. But anyway, having a great time. Looks like more than 100 pictures, and he'll be back. Well, next week is an encore show, but David will be handling that. And then Nathan will be back with me on the first Sunday of March. Now it'll be Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday, but we'll catch up with Nathan to start with a little bit. But boy, I think he's just having a phenomenal whirlwind trip. Does it feel okay to you too, Natasha? We just mm-hmm. have a – all right. All righty then. So that kind of catches you up. And gosh – next week, encore presentation, told you about that, our last healing show with Nails and Linda. You can get a surrogate healing by tuning in and following Linda's instructions. And then have a great week. And, nice holiday tomorrow. I'm going to a birthday party. And let's hope it stays a little cold and we keep our snow cap for a while. All righty. So, Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting me.
And I'll talk to you guys off the air here.
Yes.
But David, thank you for doing such a fabulous job.
Thank you,
David. It was excellent to have you. And Natasha, thank you so much for zooming
down. Thank you for trusting me. I'm so grateful to be here. So
and as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and we'll talk to you again next week.